The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Brendan Benny, welcome to it. Who the hell are you? You're asking yourself in the car. Brendan Anakin is my name. You can call me Brendo. These guys do, Jude Bolton, Wendell Saylor. A pleasure to be here.
Mate, great to have you in the hot seat, Brendo. And we know, obviously, Maroon is a mad Souths man, but you are a mad Panther man.
Yeah, you can congratulate me individually. Go. Oh. Go, do it.
Well done to you and your Panthers, mate. Mate, minor premiers, and I got to say, I did the game last night with Dan Ganane, obviously Brent Reed and James Graham. You guys were outstanding. You had about three or four high-profile players out, but you found a way to win.
Here's what I'm worried about, and this is why we're winners at the Panthers. I mean, I've got no affiliation with the club. I just sink bourbons and watch their games, and I do it well. Yeah. But here's what I'm worried about. There was a lot of jamming defence, and I have not seen that all year from Penrith, and they leaked heaps of points. And moving into the finals, I'm not happy with it.
Well, let me tell you this. For you to win that game last night against South, who needed that win to sort of get to the top four, let me tell you, you don't have to worry too much because you've got a winning culture there. And I don't want to give myself a rap, but I'm a three-time premiership player, a dual international, and obviously a World Cup winner and an Origin player. But well done to you guys.
You don't want to give yourself a rap, but I'll give yourself a rap.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sounded like you didn't. It won't be the last time. Big show on the way. Going to get your NRL preview, actually, after five. And next, Swan's young gun, Errol Goulden, joining us. Here's what Wendell thinks of his mum.
Well, Errol, I've got to say, I'm a massive fan of your mum.
It should be sufficiently awkward.
Mate, come on.
On the Rush Hour, Triple M. It's Rush Hour on Triple M, Gus, Jude and Wendell. Brendo filling in for Gus. And may I congratulate you, Jude Bolton, on the quality of the AFL this year. It's all up to you.
Congratulate me.
You've done well. Hell. You've done real well.
I don't know. There's some of the rules in that. You've had too many rules and some of them have been like, you know, but the quality of the AFL, you're right.
They've Jude thinks it's rule heavy. I like it.
They freed it up a little bit. Yeah. It's been very exciting. Mate. But speaking of exciting, we've got a young man on the line and he is a young gun from the Swans. Welcome Errol Goulden to the Rush Hour.
Well, thanks for having me, boys. Appreciate it.
Mate, the excitement and buzz at the SCG was just electric last weekend. The sellout crowd, what was it like on field for you?
Yeah, it was pretty surreal, obviously, being from Sydney and being in plenty of those games and sitting in the crowd and cheering on to be a part of it and be on the field. It was pretty surreal. And you know, that moment when Ramps ran down Brody Mychek in the last quarter, I don't think I've ever heard a noise like it, so... Mm. About 30 seconds, the crowd was so loud after that. So, it was awesome, and the crowd was amazing.
Hey, Errol, speaking of the crowd being amazing, I can't watch you guys play against the Lions, my Brisbane Lions. I think you got beaten that day, but that's okay. But I couldn't believe how, mate, the vibe there is unbelievable, the atmosphere, the way that you do things there. What's it like to play, you know, full house at the SCG?
Yeah, it's obviously extremely special. And, you know, the crowd is, as I mentioned before, it's been unbelievable this year. Obviously missed out a couple of years of crowds with COVID. Yep. And, you know, to be back playing in front of a packed SCG, it's really unbelievable and something we're not taking for granted, that's for sure. And, you know, individually, I love playing in front of the big crowds at home, and they definitely give us that little extra lift as well. And I think that helps on the weekend for sure.
The quality, as I said at the top, is just amazing. I mean, this you were still deciding the top eight by the end of this round. I reckon teams from 1 to 6, anyone can win this premiership. Is there a benchmark for you? Is Geelong the benchmark or are there some smokies below you?
Oh, I think Geelong are obviously a fantastic team, but I think, as you mentioned, there's pretty much anyone inside the top eight is on their day, you know, can beat one another. And obviously Geelong have had that amazing run of wins that they've been on. I think it's 12 games in a row or whatnot. But, you know, you see Collingwood had 11 wins before we played them. And obviously Melbourne, last year's reigning premiers, Freo, looked really strong at the start of the year. So, you know, I don't think anyone's ruled out of it. Obviously, anything can happen in finals as well. So, obviously, we've got a massive game this weekend against St Kilda, and we've got to make sure that we're focused for that.
Speaking of Saints, I mean, the former Premiership Swan, Dan Hannanbury, plays his final game against you guys. What are you expecting from them?
Yeah, well, we expect them to come out and have a red hot crack. Obviously, it's Hannah's last game, but also they've, you know, still got a chance to make finals as well. And they're going to kind of, we think, have that nothing to lose mentality. And, you know, on their day, they're a really dangerous side. And they got some quality players, obviously, Brad Hill, Jack Sinclair across halfback, and some really quality mids as well. So we've got to make sure that we're on. And I'm very excited for Sunday, Arvo.
I've got to ask you about, everyone loves Buddy Franklin. I love Buddy. I know his brother-in-law quite well, Matt Giddo. But Isaac Heaney is my favourite player at the Swans. Mate, what's he like off the field? Because I know when we've interviewed him a few times and that, and then I saw him at that SCG game and he came over and said hello. He seems like a good young bloke. I think he's from Newcastle region.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, Heaney's a ripper. He's, I know ever since I got to the club, obviously he was an academy boy like I am, and you know, he's definitely made that transition into the seniors really easy for me. And he's one of the hardest workers as well. He's always you know, the last one off the track, and probably gets told off by the S&C for doing too much. He's always having shots at goal and whatnot. But Haynes is an extremely hard worker, and he's probably just about the most difficult matchup in the AFL, I think. He's pretty much got every athletic trait that you could want with his speed and endurance and leap. So, yeah, Haynes is an amazing player and an amazing person as well.
Errol, the young group at the Swans have really sort of taken the next step this year. It's just such an exciting group, that, particularly those guys under sort of the age of 23 or so.
Yeah, I think we're extremely close, as you mentioned, and we definitely kind of push each other at training in the games as well. Obviously, there's a fair few of us, and you know, a lot of us have kind of played a bit more senior footy this year. Obviously, Chad Warner has been unbelievable for us all year, and we've kind of seen, you know, Dill Stevens come in the back half of the year and really solidify his spot in the team. Justin McInerney, Nick Blakey, James Rowbottom. But yeah, you're right. We're extremely close off field as well, and I think that's probably an advantage of being in Sydney too. Is a lot of the boys are from interstate, so we hang out a lot, and yeah, we're a really tight knit group, particularly us young boys.
Well, Errol, I've got to say, I'm a massive fan of your mum. What about, I play golf.
Can we isolate that, Sarah? Let's just isolate that. I'm a massive fan of your mum. End of the interview.
And you know why? Because I play golf at the Coast Golf Club. And I've got to tell you, she's got the caravan, hasn't she? They're the little Henrys at the coast.
Yeah, we'll give that a plug. She'd love that.
There you go.
There you go.
I was looking for a good coffee, get down to Little Henry's just on after the ninth hole at the Coast Golf Club.
Well, fantastic. Wendell loves your mum. I love you. Yeah. And look, best of luck against St Kilda this Sunday at 4:40. You can hear it on the Listener app, LASTNR. Best of luck, Errol.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate.
Errol Goulden there from the Swans. Hey, tell me if you think this is an overreaction. This came across my desk. A Perth primary school principal has closed the school oval to the public after one of his students accidentally sat in dog poo.
Closed the school?
Oh, come on, mate.
So he's closed it to the public. So students can still go out, but apparently there were too many dog walkers.
No.
He's like, he's had enough. That's it. People keep sitting in crap. I've had enough. Closing it to the public. Okay. Wow. He said it on Facebook. I'm sorry. Dog walkers, no more on our school premises. Dog walkers in Perth, devastated.
Have you ever sat in?
No, I've sat in bird poo. Like, you know, when you sit down at the cafe and that, and you, and the next minute, and then you get up, and someone goes, mate, I think you need to check yourself. And then, of course, I've had dark pants on, and of course, I wanted to take them off, but I didn't. So
sneak attack, too. They usually get you from the air.
I know, they've done that, too.
We had a call the other day, actually. You almost sat on things. I think it was Dave in Richmond.
I had a serious case of the runs, and I had to go into the bush for a number two.
Right.
I saw this big log there, and I thought, right, this is going to sit, work fine as something to rest on. And I ended up sitting on a water monitor lizard, and it bit me.
A water monitor lizard.
Oh, well.
Did you have your pants down at this stage, Dave?
Yeah, exactly. I did. I had them around my ankles, and I dropped myself down, and next minute this bloody thing started moving and turned around and bloody grabbed me right on the buttock.
Oh, mate, can I just say that you're very lucky it didn't grab you somewhere else?
Yeah, yeah. That's a tough day at the office. Yeah, you've got the runs and you're being bit by a monitor lizard. Yeah. No, thank you. Did you hear producer Charlie here does the NRL?
Yep.
Fantastic job.
Good follow.
Loves to go on the weekends as well.
Yeah, I know.
He was in one of the clubs here. He sat on this beautiful leather chair.
Yeah.
Of course, there'd be nothing wrong with that.
You keep your leather nice
and pristine. Sits down. He sat in something wet. He's like, oh, the drink. Someone spilt their drink.
Yeah.
Gets up, you know, brushes your...
Yep.
Oh, it's a bit lumpy.
Whoa.
He'd sat in someone's chunda.
Vomit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
So he's gone and cleaned himself up. This is the measure of the man. This is the mark of the man. Went to the bathroom, cleaned himself up, stayed out for another half an hour.
Very good.
Of course. Yeah. That's what I'd expect from Charlie.
I'm not too proud to walk around and vomit.
Yeah.
What did you sit on after some primary school students over in Perth? They keep sitting in dog crap.
Yeah.
They keep sitting in dog crap. There's no better way to say that. I don't know if they're rolling around in it because some are being sent home because there's too much on them. Stop sitting there. But we're asking you, 133353, what did you sit on?
Let's bring Vanessa on. How are you, Vanessa?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Really well. What did you sit on?
Well, I definitely didn't sit on what the pupil sat on at school. I sat on something a little bit different to that. I sat on an ant's nest.
Oh,
no.
Where was this?
Not the bull ant's nest.
A bull ant's nest, yes.
The worst ant.
Yes, and I got very, very bitten by these ants all over my backside and all down my legs. I'd actually gone to go on holidays for a few days. I was going up the coast and going to a blues festival up at Byron Bay.
Yeah.
And I pulled over to the side of the road to do my whoopsies, to go into the toilet.
Do my whoopsies?
Yeah, well, we won't go right into
no,
it.
No, that's fine.
Anyway,
no, absolutely.
I collected an ant's nest and they collected me and they bit me and I was bitten all over. I had marks for days and weeks all over me. But the thing is, when I'd finished and tried to put my pants on, I couldn't pull them down to get more ants out because my drawstring on my pants wouldn't come loose. It was actually tied in a knot.
That's a disaster.
God, I had ant bites all over me for about a month.
How many times have you stopped on the side of the road to do a whoopsie since? Yeah,
never,
no, I didn't think so.
Never.
Yeah, that's good.
Prepare beforehand.
I've got to ask, Terry, what's your story there? Surely it's not as bad as that one.
All right, Terry.
Terry?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Welcome to the rush hour. What did you sit on?
It wasn't what I sat on. I was going across the Nullarbor Plain, and there's a great lack of trees and bushes when you want to go to the toilet. And I finally came across some and pulled over and walked into the bush and sat down and did what I had to do and then got up and sort of looked around and there was this elderly guy sitting under a tree.
One of the
locals. Looking
at
me with a big smile on his face.
Oh, yeah. Just having a watch.
Happy days.
And I was like so embarrassed. I was like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, goodness.
And I just ran out and jumped in the car and drove off.
I'm sorry that happened. Terry, you're off to see Bullet Train.
Yeah.
Only
yeah,
cinemas
yeah.
now.
Exactly.
No one should be watching you. Yeah. There, but, as if there are calls,
there's enough loneliness
right.
on the Nullarbor Plain, surely.
But I will no, say,
it's all places. that actually turned into what happened when you went to the toilet by the side of the road. So there's a phoner for you next week. Time to catch up with one of the stars of the Commonwealth Games with one of the great names, Zach Stubblety Cook.
Next guest won the 200-metre breaststroke of the Tokyo Olympic Games and the World Championships and the Com Games in Birmingham, and he set a new world record in the process. He's also Australian. In fact, he's so Australian that we've awarded him with the prestigious medal of Order of Australia. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, the best bloke at breaststroke, Zach Stubblety Cook.
Yes, big Rush Hour. Welcome to Zach. How are you, mate?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Not too bad. How much are you looking forward to the duel in the pool against the US?
Yeah, pretty keen and pretty excited for the duel in the pool. It's a good entertainment event and a good way to finish off the season.
Well, I was going to ask, mate, breaststroke out of all those, butterflies obviously the hardest, but breaststroke, how did you know that was your go-to?
Oh, they say breaststroke is a born, not made, so I'm not very good at anything else. It sticks to my strengths, put it that way.
Zach, you were quoted the other day as saying pressure is a privilege. Is that the difference between the best and, you know, the also-rans?
Yeah, I mean, pressure is a privilege is a common expression, but I think the real understanding is that you put that pressure on yourself and the expectation on yourself to perform at the best of your ability under those situations. So for me personally, like, that's something I'm learning to deal with and learning to adapt with. But yes, it is definitely something that sets apart, you know, the best from the best, I think, and the ability to perform in those moments is really important.
Mate, I know when I've played rugby league or rugby union, we love to beat England and we love to play England, but with the swimming, USA seem to be, you know, the teams that like to go up against each other. What is it about the Aussies and the USA people that just go at each other, swimmers?
I think we've always been really strong nations and, you know, always going up against the best in the world and well-seasoned, well-veteran races is always great. You know, they have the opportunity to race high-quality swimming throughout the entire year and we don't get to see them very often. So when it's an opportunity, we always take advantage of it.
And at the Com Games, you shared the podium with your great mate Sam Williams. What's it like being at the pinnacle with a good friend?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it's probably a memory I'll cherish forever. It's really special to be able to share that with someone, you know, I've known for a long time now and kind of grown up swimming with and swimming against. And then to be able to perform together on the world stage is really, really special and something I'll cherish forever and never forget.
And listen, with swimming, we'd never heard the name Zach Stubblety Cook when it came to swimming. And that's now all we hear because of your heroics at the Tokyo Olympics. How much has your life changed since then?
I mean, the mundanity of training every day hasn't changed at all. If not, it's got tougher, you know. You all of a sudden become the hunted, so you have to train like the second best in the world always. So for me, yeah, it hasn't changed too much, but it is a little bit... How would I describe it? I don't know. A little bit odd, I guess, when you do go to some meets and the young kids ask for your autograph, it's like I feel like a little bit of an imposter looking in those situations, because I feel like not that long ago I was that kid. So, yeah.
Amazing.
Mate, let me ask you about this. Mate, we all get a few hobbies in and around lockdown and stuff, but, mate, what about you? Baking bread on Instagram, is that something that you've always been passionate about, or is it something that came about?
Yeah, it's something that came about. I love cooking, so when I had a bit more time on my hands, I was definitely baking a lot of bread and experimenting with baking bread, and the love of coffee is definitely something that I continue to love and continue to, you know, it's a process-driven thing, and I'm a process-obsessed person, if I'm perfectly honest.
Speaking of coffee, where's the best coffee in the world? You've travelled all over the globe.
I loved Nomad Coffee in Barcelona, but down here in Sydney, it's definitely there's a few good spots, like the Chinese Country Club in Chinatown and Toby's Estate in Chippendale. Definitely two good spots to check out and two great spots for coffee.
And like you're 23 years old, Zach. I mean, what's the longevity in the sport for a swimmer? Where do you see you'll be competing at the highest level until?
For me personally, I'll definitely reassess after Paris and see where I'm at and see if I want to continue to push, because at the end of the day, it is more of a mental game at some point than it is physical. To continue to hone in that edge is difficult. And for me, I think I'll reassess after Paris, but I probably know that there's life beyond swimming as well. So that's something I also keep in mind always. But I always want to keep that door open and never really put a limit on where you want to finish up. But I definitely want to be mentally done before I'm physically done, if that's the right way to put it, I think.
Mate, what other sports do you like away from swimming, and which teams do you follow?
I don't mind following the AFL when the Lions are performing the way they are, but I also love watching the cricket, and especially Test cricket. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Awesome, mate. Well, we wish you all the best in the duel in the pool, and we wish you all the best, Zach Stubblety Cook.
Thank you very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
I know what you're thinking. How are you going to do it without Gus here?
Well, how are we?
Today it's Jude's all-rounder sport.
I'm in the hot seat.
Yeah, pitting you against one of our listeners. You think Jude Bolton, you think erudite, you think scholarly, you think... Was it Harvard? Was it Harvard you went to?
No, that was not Harvard.
Well,
no.
You think Sam from Collaroy? I don't know, because I've never met Sam. Hello, Sam.
How are you, Sam?
How you going?
Not bad, mate. How's your sports trivia?
Oh, I reckon it's pretty good.
Oh.
It's not AFL.
Okay. All right.
Nice. Okay, well, here it is. You get three questions each. First of three wins. We're going to go with Jude first. The Penrith Panthers claimed the minor premiership last night. You can congratulate me if you like.
You congratulate me.
Thank you so much. I love them. What number minor premiership was it for them?
That is number four.
Four's correct. Well done. What are the years, Del? What are the years?
JJ Jilton.
Okay, let me go.
You know this. Come on.
1991, 2003. 2020.
Yeah.
And obviously this year.
This year. Well done.
Also, Sam, if you need to phone a friend, you got the big Dell here.
Oh, you are the phone.
You're absolutely
friend.
Right. Yeah. I'm sorry, Dell.
Three-time premiership player, anyway.
Very good. So here you go. Where is the NRL Grand Final 2022 going to be played, Sam? Allianz Stadium or Accor Stadium?
Accor.
Accor is correct. Cop that,
just
Brisbane.
Just give it to me.
Cop that,
all
Brisbane.
Right. One all. Right, here we go.
This one for Jude. Which 71 Test veteran got the shock call-up for the Wallabies for their upcoming series against South Africa?
Ooh, I reckon it's Bernard Foley.
I reckon you are very clever. My goodness, where's this come from?
James O'Connor got dropped.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. All right. Sorry.
You see that at the pub last night, did you?
Oh, I read. Hey, please. Oh, I read things. I'm Jude Bowen. No, find two tests against South Africa.
This one for you, Sam. Come on, you need this. Stay in the game. Come on. Where are the Sydney Swans currently sitting on the ladder? We mentioned it earlier.
Second.
Well done. He was listening to Errol. You can hear that chat if you missed it on the listener app after the show, LASTNR. This one for you, Jude. Manchester United lost 4-0 this week to which Premier League
Brentford
team? It was horrific.
Horrible. They're sitting third on the ladder.
How long?
Behind my Gunners.
Your Gunners. Do you follow the EPL, Del?
Yeah, I'm a Chelsea man.
Yeah, I'm
glitz and glamour.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a Swansea guy.
Oh, yes.
The championship is not fun to watch. I'll tell you that much. Sam, who do you go for?
I'm unfortunately Man United as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Here we are, panning them. How long until your coach is gone?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Yeah, if Sam had anything to do with it, am I right? If Sam was in charge. This one for you, Sam. You need this to stay in the game, okay?
Well, he does have a phone a friend still.
And he's got to phone a friend. Yeah. So you're fine.
He's fine. He's home.
You're all happening because, I mean, Del's got the sheet. So he's got the answer. Which former Australian cricket captain retired this week from commentary?
That's easy.
Chappelli.
He did.
Yes.
I'll miss his hat. He had a great old hat. Going,
okay,
nice
so this is name is your buzzer, is that right?
Name is your buzzer. If you say okay. So, this is your show.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Reminding me.
Yeah.
This is the tiebreaker. Name is your buzzer, as Jude Bolton expertly said. Which player scored the first try in last night's Rabbitohs v Panthers
Sam.
Match? Yes, sir.
Crichton.
Yes! Good work.
First name, we struggled with the last.
Very good.
$100 DoorDash voucher. Download the DoorDash app now for 30% off your first four orders. Minimum order value $20. New DoorDash customers only. Enjoy that tonight,
great
Sam.
Job,
watching the footy.
Sam.
Thanks, fellas. Up the Cowboys.
Up the Cowboys.
Tonight.
Right up, Cowboys.
You're calling the game, Del?
Yes, with Maroon, obviously Ryan Girdler. Yes, and go the Cowboys. I love the Cowboys.
Absolutely.
Give your love to a cowboy man.
Okay, they're your words, not ours. We don't agree. It's a rush hour on Triple M. Brendo filling in for Gus. We've got Jude and Wendell. Right now, tell me what you think about this, boys. This woman in Sydney being slammed as cheap and embarrassing for taking her own avocados to cafes to use on toast.
Oh, I've got no problems with that. I think the last two and a half years we've struggled, obviously with COVID. People haven't got the money. Avocados are so expensive.
No, they're not anymore.
Yeah, mate, there's
still been a glut.
There's a glut of avocados. You're absolutely right.
Can I tell you, I know for a fact that even at the restaurants and cafes, they haven't brought the price back down. So people, I don't mind. Like
for a reason, by your own logic, they're doing it tough. You know what I mean?
I just don't like the oversharing of this lady. Like it's like doing it just for social media. You're an oversharer. That's why you like this, I think. But
people love me.
Why can't she just buy a nice loaf of bread and do it at home?
That's, you know?
Because people want to go out.
I love my avocados.
Once again, we've been in lockdown for two and a half years off and on. She wants to go out. I've got no problems with taking avocado. And people in cafe and restaurants should loosen up.
What about this? How's this for a savvy businessman? You can take your own avocados, but they double the price of coffee because that's why they're there. To get a good cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You bring your own avocados, absolutely.
No, bang, don't double it.
You can $10, put $100
coffee. Oh, no. It's the rush hour on Triple M. Dell's NRL preview next. The footy on Saturday is actually shaping up to be one of the best days of NRL.
Yes.
We'll get to
why. Tonight's going to be a cracker too. Storm versus Broncos.
The rush hour's NRL preview. Thanks to DoorDash, official delivery partner of the NRL.
Big weekend of NRL, and it starts, well, for you, in about an hour or so. The Cowboys taking on the Warriors, which you can hear right here on Triple M.
Yeah, the Cowboys, you know, obviously they're in second position at the moment. They're playing some great football. Warriors, good victory over the Bulldogs last week, but I can't see them beating the Cowboys up there at Townsville.
Broncos versus Storm. Storm were terrific last week. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, Storm are good. Storm, they've got a siege mentality at the moment because when you say that they're gone, this is what Craig Bellamy does. And I said it last week at Penrith. I know Penrith were down on a few troops and so were the Storm. But when you got Cam Munster, who's fighting around the field, doing whatever he wants, he's the best player in the game at the moment. But the Broncos are playing some good footy. But if the Broncos really want to be noticed and really want to be respected, big chance to beat them. Storm have got an unbelievable record. I think like an 82% winning record against them. And they take it real personal. But Storm for me tonight.
And you can hear that game on the Listener app. I believe the King, Wally Lewis, involved with that call. Doesn't matter if you're from New South Wales.
Yeah.
If the King's involved, flick it on.
Yes.
Saturday, I love this because they're all grudge matches. They're all teams from Sydney, kicking off with the Eels and Bulldogs, which you can hear at 3 o'clock on Triple M. The Eels gets it done. Well, I don't know. They're so inconsistent, Del.
Yeah, they are, but I think they'll bounce back here against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs are playing good football. Last week, bit of a hiccup. But the Eels, Dylan Brown, for me, he's got to be their X factor. Mate, like, I don't know. I think after last week, I don't think the Eels can win the premiership. I tipped them last week. Yeah. Obviously, Maroon, I was pretty happy that they won. But I've got to tell you now, the Bulldogs are playing some good football. They've got a lot to look forward to. But I reckon the Eels are in a tight one.
Okay.
Seagulls, Sharks, we'll preview with Wade Graham,
yes,
won't we?
Indeed. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
We will.
Let's go to the Chooks and the Tigers. Chooks were fantastic against the Cowboys last week, Del.
Yeah, the Chooks will put plenty on them here. The West Tigers, they just want the season to end, you know. They just haven't played as good as they wanted to this season. But the Roosters, for me, they're a team that could come from the bottom four and win it, I reckon.
That's it. They are looking strong.
They are.
They actually scare me. As a Panthers fan, I reckon the Roosters are the only team that scares me at the moment. And look, it's our man Woodsy's 250th this week. The great man raising the bat for the 250th time. Taking on the Titans, I don't think that game's going to be as easy for the Dragons as we think after last week. I really love Tanner Boyd, man.
Tanner Boyd's a good player. The Titans got a really good record against the Dragons and have for a while, but the Dragons here, I think they'll get the job done. I'm happy for Woodsy. Woodsy's one of the real good guys of the game. We love him here at Triple M, but I just, with the Dragons, I just want them to use their juniors a bit more. I think they got some great juniors. You know, talk about, oh, mate, you know, you got to blood them and that. Let me tell you, the real good teams don't need to just hold on to them. They just get them out there and rip in.
Rounding out round 23, Knights versus the Raiders. Surely you've got the Raiders here.
The Knights haven't had a good week, and I think the Raiders are going to make it worse for them. But welcome back, Ricky Stewart.
Getting a real unsolicited performance from Wendell Saylor. The studio.
Wendell Jermaine Saylor.
And, mate, I'll be honest. I was the Rhino. I don't know if you knew that.
I did.
And I was on Dancing with the Stars. Yes. But enough about me. Where are we going?
It was very yelly. You're on Triple M. It's the Rush Hour. Gus Student, Wendell, Brendo filling in for Gus. Time for another First World Problem. And this one's reared its head. Oh, it's an oldie, but it's a goodie, and people debating furiously online.
What is the correct way to stack a dishwasher, Dell? Now, this is what the experts say. Never rinse your plates first.
Sorry, who's the expert?
I know.
Who are you calling? Who's an expert for
I don't know. This is
someone
online.
Someone who likes their food, I reckon.
Okay.
Online, they're saying never rinse your plates first. All the experts agree the pre-wash isn't necessary.
That's wrong.
You're wrong?
That's wrong. 100%. See, as if that's not going to hurt.
Yeah, but
there's less food on it.
I'm a big one just to scrape and I just throw it in. Whereas my wife wants me to then take it back out, rinse it, and put it back in. I'm
she's
like,
correct. Well done.
Incorrect. I don't believe that. Anyway, and then cutlery. Do you have the handles up or down, Del?
I'm not going to say too much because I'm a bit left to center.
It's not an interposition. Well, you're not going to get. Well, in the
I'm not going to hold you to account.
Hey, the handle's down, man. Get him.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I don't use a dishwasher. I'm old school. I like washing up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's why I was going to say that. But you guys, you love your dishwashers.
I'm handles down.
Yeah. Because it's 2022.
I'm handles down.
You're a madman. Handles down. What if you fell on them? What if you fell on the cutlery?
How much are you drinking in the kitchen that you're falling over?
Well, I've got young kids too. I can't leave that. God. Oh, yeah, bringing up the kids too. Oh, now he's looking at me like he feels bad.
Here we go. Yeah.
But it is 100% about me. I don't want to fall on them.
And then there's the other one they're saying is stack according to what you ate. So research conducted by chemical engineers at the University of Birmingham found that stacking according to the type of food debris resulted in cleaner crockery.
Debris.
I mean, essentially that means like carbohydrate-based stains such as potato, tomato need the full force of the water. So I want to hear from our listeners, though.
Is there
a way to stack your dishwasher? I think some of these are wrong.
How you packing your dishwasher?
Yeah.
On 133353. How you packing it?
How you packing?
You get the... No, I'm not. Oh. But how are you packing your dishwasher? Definitely not. Do we got plates on the bottom? We got glasses on the top? That sort of business.
Do you have to rinse your plates first or not?
Hey, I've actually got a real real sneaky cutlery thing I do as well. How you pack your dishwasher on 133353? A lot of different techniques.
Yeah. Well, there is. There's a lot of callers here, and I've got to say, Andrew, how do you stack your dishwasher, please, my friend?
Well, mate, I don't like the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, serious man. Like, if it gets packed and they say, oh, yeah, got to rinse it, I rinse it, right?
Yeah.
But everyone likes to chuck it in there, but no one actually turns it on. It'll be 4 days later.
That is true.
It stinks, yeah.
I do everything by hand.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I love doing the dishes. You know what I mean? It's a cleaner way of doing it. But everyone in the family, like my son's 20, and just me and my wife, the other children are left. And
that's
awesome.
I never heard someone so serious.
Yeah, what about Joe? Joe from, is it Narellanvale?
Narellanvale.
Yes. Joe, how do you stack a dishwasher?
Well, I do it in alternate colours and size order.
Oh my God, who has the time?
Wow.
I have OCD.
I thought so.
Someone who has OCD has the time.
And I turn the cups upside down so the water doesn't get in them and sit in them.
That's fair.
And then the knife I put in upside down so you've got the handles facing up so you don't cut your fingers.
Thank you.
And with the forks I have facing up.
Wrong, but go on.
And, yeah, and we scrape the plates before we put them in and away we go.
Marsha, that's correct. Well done, Joe.
Oh, well.
runs a tight ship, I think, Joe.
Real tight.
Let's go to Dean in French's Forest. How are you, Dean?
Hey, boys, how are we?
Mate, what's the correct way to stack your dishwasher?
The only way to stack the dishwasher is handles down, boys, because if you go sharp down, you're going to put holes in your basket, go through, and stop the spraying arm. Well, I eventually wrecking your basket. And I think Andrew did too much by hand.
I don't have a basket, Dean. I've got one of those. I've got a fancy cutlery drawer.
You're a kid from Campbelltown.
Yeah, settle down, mate.
Be true to yourself, please.
Yeah, come on, mate. Let's keep it real. And you know what? You know who might keep it real? Our last caller here, Joey.
Good all right, way. Joey.
Yeah, the boys. How are we?
Welcome to the rush hour.
Sounds like you're having a good Friday.
Gussie, 100%, mate. On the way from work's come past Gussie's little place where he's up at Elnora.
Yeah,
nice.
But yeah, boys, my wife, fuck, she's not the best at stacking the dishwasher. I come home from work, get all my cutlery in. Like, she stacks it, just chucks it in. I've got to rearrange it every day. And I'm just handled up.
Handles
the young fella nearly fell in the other day. Nelly cut himself, 1 year old.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Get it brewing on social media. Hashtag handles up. Hashtag it. Get it brewing. Yeah. He said chucked a couple of times too, didn't he, Joey? The Cronulla Sharks flying this year, as is this man, their captain.
Our next guest is no stranger to the footy field. He's one of the NRL's most physical defenders. With almost 300 appearances and 47 tries to his name, he's done what every player dreams of. Played Origin, represented his country, and held up the Gladiators after winning the 2016 Premiership for the Sharks. Please welcome to the Rush Hour, Sharks captain, Wade Graham.
Here he bloody is. Good afternoon, Wade.
Good afternoon. How are we going?
Well, brother, mate, your Cronulla Sharks absolutely flying. You got Manly this weekend, Four Pines Park. We'll get another W there, yeah?
Yeah, hopefully. It'd be nice. We're tracking along well, but obviously we're coming into the most important part of the season, so it's important we play well tomorrow night against Manly, who haven't been going great, but they still have some great players.
Has something been going on with Manly, Wade?
Yeah.
Okay.
They still have some quality players in their outfit, so we need to be on tomorrow night.
Wade, it's Jude. Just, you sit third at the moment. Having played in successful teams, I mean, this time of year is just so special amongst the boys and training well and that sort of stuff. How's the buzz amongst the players?
It's really exciting, to be honest. We have quite a young group down there at Cronulla at the moment, and a lot of the guys are experiencing, you know, this feeling for the first time. Mm. So it's been a hell of a ride. Certainly, hopefully, we've got plenty more footy in front of us still to go. But, yeah, certainly it's exciting. The weather's starting to turn a little bit. Mm. The end of the season's getting nearer. And you can just feel that excitement starting to build for the back end of the year for sure.
Tell me about Young Dykes. You did an okay job, but I know they're big trees to fill, okay, or big pants to fill, but you did a great job. But let me ask you about Young Dykes. There's some quality about this young kid because, you know, I heard a lot about him. I remember Joey asked, we were at a luncheon a couple of weeks ago, and Fitzy had a massive rap on him. What's the secret to these young blokes and their confidence?
To be fair, Cronulla's had a great junior pathway for a while now. We've seen it in our team already, like the likes of, you know, Brayley and Ronaldo coming through that junior pathway, that elite pathway. So they get, you know, the professional training in young and they get a pathway straight to the top grade. But with Cade in particular, it's a pretty special story, right? He's a third generation player for the club. So his grandfather played and obviously his old man Adam played for a number of years at the club. So when he did make his debut, it was an awesome moment. You know, obviously for the club, but just imagine for their family how brilliant that is to have, you know, three generations represent the same club. So, yeah, it's been awesome to have him on board. He's certainly talented. He's got, you know, he just moves so well. He's got the real strong hips, something you know about Dell.
Yeah.
And he's just a real balanced athlete. So he's going to grow into an out-and-out first grader in no time. And, yeah, hopefully see him in the black, white and blue for many years to come.
Wade, I want to ask you about Nicho Hynes because he's had some clutch moments this year and he's just stood up in those moments. What do you see on a day-to-day basis that's going to make him just that player and even better than what he is?
Oh, he's just confident, right? He wants to be the best player on the field every time he goes on there, and he believes he can be. He wants to be that man. He wants those moments, and to be successful, you know, to be at the top of the tree in our game or in any game, really, you need to want those moments and want to be the man in those moments, and he certainly has that confidence. And he's been great for us as a team all year. He's only really it's for someone who's playing so well. He's only really still young in his in his career. Right? He came on the scene a bit later, obviously stuck behind some quality players down there in Melbourne, but he only celebrated his 50th game mid-season. So he squeezed quite a lot into such a short period of time, and he's certainly, you know, a major reason why we've had some success this year.
Well, another reason is Craig Fitzgibbon. In a year where no coach can seem to do anything right, he's doing nothing wrong. He's got you guys to third on the ladder. What's he brought to the club?
Oh, I think anyone, you know, the respect Fitzy has around the game, you talk to anyone who knows him as a player or a coach or anyone who's just been involved in as a person, you know how much respect they have for the character of the man. He's honest, he's straightforward, communicates well, and obviously has a great knowledge of the game through experience. So there's a reason why he was sought after by so many clubs. You know, to fill in that head coaching role after he finished up as an assistant. And, yeah, we're very fortunate to have him, you know, as a head coach at our club. And I think I've seen somewhere in the paper they want to offer him a 20-year contract. So
yeah. I'll take it. I'm sure he said immediately.
I don't know if any head coach plans 20 years in France, but if anyone could, it's probably 50.
Yeah, well, the Bulldogs seem to be almost planning 20 years ahead. Give us an insight into this Flow After Dark initiative. I see yoga, I see PointsBet Stadium Wednesday, September 7, and I am intrigued.
Yeah, well, it's just so obviously on the back of an injury to our former teammate and player at the club, Nathan Stapleton, the club's put together a number of fundraising ideas and opportunities throughout the year just to try and help in any way with his transition to, you know, the way his life has to be lived now. We've auctioned jerseys that the boys have played in, and this is just another event. It's a family-friendly event. They're just going to have a night out on PointsBet Stadium where you can do a yoga class with the family and friends, and it's just, yeah, all money and then proceeds going straight directly to Nathan to help in and Nathan's family just to help in this transition period. So it's a wonderful idea. By the club, like I said, anyone can get involved in it. It's just a nice, easy night down there on the stadium, on the field. And it should be a bit of fun, right? Something different.
Amazing.
Yeah, man, I think Benny Lucas said they're really pumped for it, and I know he's a massive Sharks fan, so he's been around you guys a bit, and I'm even going to come down Wado, so I know you won't see me. I know you won't see me in the dark, but I'll be there, brother.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M.